So in reflection in Tulsa, race relations today, 2012.
We're still relegated to the biases and prejudices of yesteryear. I mean, there's no question about it. My son, he's writing about the fact that McLean High School is going to be taken over by the state because of its poor performance. Education today, I mean, Dr. King, they rolled him over in his grave now if he saw how the kids, I mean, there's a civil rights that has to be conducted, not so much directed against the white community's transgressions, but within the black community, the gang activity, the anti-education attitude among some people. You hear sentiments being expressed. Now, I'm not wanting to paint this with a broad brush, but there's a strain within the black community, it seems, when you're trying to get an education, you're acting white. I mean, that's anathema. It doesn't make sense. And you have kids whose uniforms now, whose dress, are patterned after people in prison. Those little hanging pants, that's a prison dress. So you're emulating all these negatives. Of course, generally speaking, in our society, the family unit is dysfunctional, it seems. You know, you don't have the clue. That's a broad brush. But there's a lot of work that needs to be done within the black community. The faith community within the black community hasn't stemmed the tide particularly. You do have pockets where self-improvement is preached, but not, it seems, like it was when we were faced with the outer enemy of segregation, where education was the key to a better life. Booker T. Washington was misunderstood, in stark contrast to Frederick Douglass, when he said, "Lift others as you climb." Those who did not understand what his goal was felt that he was surrendering, if you will, to the attitude of inferiority. Because when you're lifting somebody as you climb, although it's nobly expressed, the idea is that you are from an inferior position. Frederick Douglass says, look, I don't want to be moving vertically. My progress is horizontal. Put me on the line, I'll give the next person, unchain me, a race for his money. I will compete. That was Frederick Douglass's view. So that the progress of humanity is on a horizontal line, and Booker T. Washington is on a vertical line. Well, the truth of the matter is, our progress as human beings is the hypotenuse, if you will, of the right triangle. We go upward and we go outward in terms of our development as human beings. But both those men articulated a view of progress. Today, we are as American as apple pie. I mean, black folks are. And yet, there is a disconnect within the black community that's not wholesome. You know, when you have the gang shootings, I mean, we were decrying lynchings when I was a kid, but you have that same kind of thing going on now. I have personally have in a group, a men's group that I have now, I had a kid many years ago, came to my office. He was probably 21 years old. He came, he said, under the influence. Why he came, I do not know. But I was struck by him, and I encouraged him to write a letter. He did, which I published, which seemed to be instrumental in making him look at life a little differently. But in that letter, he said, being a member of the gang, there are only two things. You'll either end up in prison or you'll end up dead, age 21. He did not think that he would live beyond 21 years old, but he had been shot 5 times between the ages of teenage years and 21 years old. Today, his life has changed, and all that's behind him. But you have that mentality out there. To me, it's inconceivable that a young man could think that he could not live beyond 21. I mean, the aspirations of his life. He's in his 40s now. You have generations out there that seem to be lost. How they're reached, who knows how it's done. I think back in the days when Plato decried youth and how miscreant they were, misbehaving. So I don't know whether that mentality is a human being thing that happens with each generation or what. But I do know that much work needs to be done in human development within the black community to get it where it ought to be and where King aspired for it to be and where Frederick Douglass aspired and Booker T. Washington aspired and Thurgood Marshall and all those other people have aspired us to be. There's a lot to be done and you cannot blame it on racism. That's for sure. You cannot blame it on that. We talk about that even in our paper from time to time. I mean, these people who start off their lives with this sense of, I don't know how to describe it, eventually some of them get turned around. and some of them reach back to help others. But still, we are plagued with this senseless killing in our community. And it's in stark contrast to the great outcry that's happened now with this kid that was killed.
Trayvon Martin Florida.
Yeah.
He was shot by so-called community watchdog person. Mm-hmm. So the big argument in America today, and with marches too, as a matter of fact, that he was targeted because he was black,
right. And
that's why the man shot him.
Right. And you have blacks killing blacks now, you know, routinely, throughout America, which is a phenomenon that certainly in Dr. King's day didn't exist. Well, if it did, it certainly was not written about, and I think it was probably rare. You wonder what's going on in our society that allows for that kind of thing to flourish, but there's much work to be done.